You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with your hosts Brian Smith and Anthony Askew, with special guests Elliot Page and Niall Flanagan. Tonight's episode, Anime Cat Poker!
Your life's gone down the drain, your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame, Dynamite in the Brain.
Thanks for listening. On today's show, we will be playing a high-stakes game of Anime Cat Poker with guest card sharps Elliot Page from UK Anime Network Podcast and Niall Flanagan from Secret of the Sailor Madness, Let's Go Goku, and Let's Go Jojo... there we go. That's how it's done. Hello, fellas.
Meow.
Oh!
Evening.
We're in.
We are here to play Anime Cat Poker. Now, what is Anime Cat Poker, dear listener? You may be hearing yourself ask. Well, it is a game played over 12 rounds. In a round of Anime Cat Poker, two of the players will pick an anime cat and state why their pick is the best anime cat. Then a third player, acting as judge, will decide who is the winner. A player will play against each other player twice, once going first, once going second. And each player will judge on three of the rounds. And if you don't understand that, just listen. I'm sure you'll understand it by the end. Hopefully we will as well.
I'm anxious. So, it's been a while. I'm so anxious to do
it
this.
It has been a while since we played it before. And we have done an episode on cats. I think we briefly went through our favourite cats at the end of the Cats Return episode we did.
Oh, God, that's cool.
Is this your next year's panel? And now you've done pigs.
Oh, yeah, I did say I was going to do cats next year, if Amicon left.
Oh, whoops.
Packed room, all the witnesses, you can't turn them down.
I can't, no, they were, I was leading them, and they were even more excited about my idea of doing Linkin Park in the end AMV panel.
Must be mad.
That thing will just grow and grow until it consumes all your other output, you realise that.
I've left it a fallow for a couple of weeks, I need to get back to it, because I wasn't going to update it over holiday. I was on a holiday from Linkin Park. Now I need to get back on the horse. But before I do that, we've got to play this game. So, the first round is going to be Niall judging. Me going first and Anthony going second. So, who am I going to pick from my list of cats? I'm going to pick Captain Richie from One Piece.
Let's have a look at this guy. He's going to be a silly One Piece pirate, isn't he?
He's a liar.
The silliest.
Yes, he's a lion, member of Boogie's crew. He's the pet lion of Moji, lion tamer.
Oh, yes.
In the anime, he's sort of got a green fur with a purple mane and fluffy purple tail.
What colour is he in the manga?
In the coloured manga, apparently he's lion-coloured.
Oh. Why didn't they go for lion-coloured?
With a red mane.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I particularly want to talk about the time when after Boogie was separated from his crew and the rest of his crew were arguing over who was going to be the new captain. And he was dreaming that he should be the new captain. And he was in his sleep. He started sleepwalking and beat up the other two members of the crew who were wanting to be captain. And so he became the captain. And he even got a captain's coat and a captain's hat made for him. By the thankful Boogie Pirates. But now Boogie's back. He's back to being a lion again.
Okay, so Boogie's currently in the anime at the moment?
Well,
Not right now.
Okay, I was going to say.
We've seen Boogie... we've seen a picture of him post-time skip. We haven't seen Richie yet post-time skip. So don't know whether he is still with Boogie.
Okay.
I eagerly await to find out. Anyway, what cat are you going to put up against this
lion? I don't know whether to go for big guns. I might just get a few weak ones out there. You know, it's... Oh, gosh. I'm going to go for Neko-chan from Gag Manga Biori.
I'd have held him off until I was judging one.
Well, I think this is... who's judging this one, Niall or Elias?
Oh, Elias, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So describe Neko-chan to Niall.
Well,
please do.
Imagine a cat with a human body, but the key point is the two key points, he's a cat, but he's got a six-pack. He's got abs. And that's kind of his thing, that's his stick. He's got so much in the way of abs that he even gives some to his grandmother. And I guess he's very visual, so it, I guess doesn't even do it justice to describe him, but just look at him. I mean,
he's
you know what, he can probably crunch a lot. He's got the core strength. And,
I don't want to meet him in a dark alley.
Yeah, no. But where's your abs on Captain Richie?
Well, under his fur, I imagine.
That is true.
He's an actual cat. Let me see on this picture. No, you can't really make his abs out, even when he's standing on his hind.
I see he's got none. Neko Chan could probably borrow him some if he needed.
He's got a lot more screen time than Neko Chan, though.
How long does Neko Chan have? Maybe a minute and a half?
Minute and a half, maybe.
That's all he needs. That's his stick, the six pack. I don't think there's much more to him. Oh, poor guy.
Okay, Niall, who are you going to go for?
Okay. Well, this Neko Chan is quite a bizarre character. I'm sure I'd love to know him some more in the minutes and a half of screen time as he has. But I think Captain Ritchie's got that inspiring underdog, I suppose, under cat story, you know, rising up from rice riches and then back down to kind of where he was again. But he's learned a valuable lesson in his life. So just for the pushing forward the ideal of, you know, as you know, cats and big cats and lions can become captains of pirate ships if they so want, if they so dream. I got to go with Captain Ritchie in this one.
Excellent. Yay.
1 point down the drain.
I think you still got some big guns in your deck.
Oh, though. Of course I have.
Okay, next up, it is Elliot judging Niall versus Anthony, with Niall going first.
Again, Josh.
Okay. What should I go for? Let's start out with... I'm going to play Leo from Jungle Emperor Leo, the famous Osamu Tezuka manga, and also anime series, and numerous anime spin-offs and movies and so forth. This is totally not The Lion King, you guys. It's actually much better than that. Leo, he's a cub. He's the son of the Jungle Emperor. And we see his entire life story from his birth to his death. We see him, rise up and lay claim to the jungle that is his birthright. We see him, as a small little adorable cub. And we see this adorable cub become a mighty lion, a mighty white lion at that. And he's got a vision for the future. He can see that the human world and what it has to offer could be of great benefit to his subjects. And he does his best. And he believes that world peace will only be achieved when animals and humankind live together in harmony with each other. And he is a mighty, mighty monarch indeed.
Okay. Shuffle through this deck. There's only 5 cards left. I haven't got that many to shuffle through. I'm going to go with... I think this will appeal to Elliot. I think I've got this one, seriously. I'm going to go with Perro from Big O. We all love and know Big O. It's great and would love a third series, I'm sure. But one of my favourite episodes is The Missing Cat. And it's about all sorts of stuff within, you know, the Big O world. But that's on the back burner because we've got Perro, who's a lovely little grey cat who's... Backstory is basically he was a young boy and he got experimented on and turned into a cat. And, so I don't think your cat, as sad as Leo's perhaps when he's younger is it as sad as Perro, the young boy come cat? I think not. I want to tug on Elliot's heartstrings with this one. So that's why I think Perro is the better cat.
Okay, I've got to judge this then. Oof. So, I don't know. I can barely remember Perro from Big O. Oh. Isn't the revelation that he's a little boy, like, kind of right at the end after...
Yes, after you've already been heartbroken. Kind
of, just kind of hanging around. Otherwise, he spends the entire time kind of hanging around Dorothy.
Yeah, he brings out Dorothy's human side by, you know, kind of giving her something to love and to, cuddle into. And he even plays a bit of the piano at one point.
That's the ultimate way to melt Dorothy's heart is play piano, and then she goes, oh, I can do that too, fuck off. I don't know, I like Perro, but the fact that the revelation that, hey, check it out, here's a really weird sob story kind of diminishes it, especially when you compare it to, the majesty of Jungle Emperor Leo. where, you know, hey, he had a vision and he had an entire arc and a story rather than a weird sort of gut punch sort of sob story, which good as it was. And, you know, the entire reason that Big O story was to more for Dorothy's sake than anything else, much like most of that show, which is why I like it. But I think Jungle Emperor Leo, you know, so good they did it twice because hell, it got ripped off. But no, I think I have to go with Leo for this one. Because oh, that just has the scope, the sort of the broad sort of depth of it.
Gosh. You're about a lion's heart, don't you?
The old, hey, you've got a long way to go. You can't batter me up already. This is getting a bit early.
It's a silly Wednesday or something. This is silly. Do you not like Big O, do you not, Elliot? That's what I'm picking out from this one.
Hey, don't you dare. Don't you dare insinuate I don't like Big O.
That's why I chose him.
Plenty of time to catch up, Anthony.
I know. I hope. Oh.
Okay, ooh. Next up is Niall versus Elliot, with Niall going first and me judging.
Are you going first? Okay, well, you're judging. I go with one that I'm sure you're all too familiar with. No, actually, you was going to see come up in this very show. There's Doraemon from Doraemon. He is the atomic robot cat from the future. Used to be a yellow cat, you know, with ears, but it was left, you know, left lying in the warehouse, and so like his paint turned to blue instead, and some mice or rats chewed off his ears. But in a sort of reverse Terminator situation, he is sent back by the descendants of Nobita to be his friend as a child and try and help him grow up and be a little less of a little kind of dweeb, so that his descendants in the future will wind up having a better life, even though I'm pretty sure they may be at risk from existence. I don't know. It's a kind of a weird Back to the Future reverse Terminator thing going on there. But Doraemon is ubiquitous. You know, he is everywhere. He is being portrayed by famed actor Jean Reno in the series of car adverts. And let's not forget that wonderful Tokyo 2020 Olympics that we featured in, well, the kind of Akira crossover as well. You know, so he's a very kind of a good all-rounder. He can apply his talents and skills, his character, to any and all situations. He's a good all-rounder. You know, he's the one you should vote for.
Okay, what you got, Elliot?
I had no idea that was Doraemon's story, and that makes you kind of messed. That's kind of hard to beat. I should probably stop giving good points.
Have confidence.
Yeah, whoops. So in an equal sort of weird, like, time-bendy sort of moment, or at least reality-bendy moment, I go with Shamisen from Suzumiya, who doesn't really appear much, but kind of appears in his own particular fashion when he gets picked up off the floor by the titular Haruhi when she's being a dumbo. And she says, oh, wouldn't it be great if he could talk or something like that. And he surprised can. And he's basically an old calico male who ends up just hanging around on Yuki's shoulder and generally just sort of like being glib about everything he's found himself in and just laying around and being a bit of an old man cat with a strange deep voice. So he spends the entire time kind of just poking fun at everything that's happening and sounding weirdly faux philosophical in a very light novel-y fashion, kind of poking holes in the entire thing, even especially in the original sort of story. But then he ends up just becoming the family cat after he gets depowered magically, but he still knows what's up and he still follows around the main character and gives him knowing looks because he's a cat and that's what they do half the time apart from sleeping and eating and then pooping where they shouldn't. But that's cats in general. So he's the most catty cat where he will do what cats do, which is shit in your shoes. If you're not careful. But that's Shamisen.
I think I have the cat that he's influenced by in my deck.
Oh, that doesn't bode well.
But anyway, Doraemon wins. Of course, Doraemon
yes.
wins.
Oh,
what could go up?
Boom.
He's number one cat. That's like the top Trump cat, that is. It's going to be anything.
If it's Tom Trump cat, doesn't it have some one like garbage stat that everyone it always loses in?
Possibly. Ears would what he'd be losing. Ears zero. Yeah, that would be his problem. Okay, on to round four. This is Anthony judging for the first time, and it's me to go first versus Elliot. So I'll tell you what, I shall follow up with that very cat I was talking about. Okay. And that is Mickey Neko Holmes, or Calico Cat Holmes, who got a one-off OAV in the early 90s from AIC, which has never been fan-subbed, but I do have a raw copy of it somewhere, because who would not want a raw copy of a detective story where the lead detective is a cat? Not a talking cat, not a magical cat, just a cat who is really smart and could figure out crimes and give his owner clues because his owner's too scared to look at dead bodies. It's based on a novel series which started in the 70s by, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's like loads and loads and loads, and it's had live action series and all sorts of things. But he did have one anime, so that's why this incredibly intelligent regular cat gets to appear in my deck.
The live action looks great. I'm just looking at a picture of it now.
Okay, what you got to beat that?
Well, I got to bring out a big gun, I think, to try and beat that, which I'm going to go with Chi. Beat home. The titular character, the little kitten, the little grey and black little striped kitten, which always has a permanent sort of goony face on because it's a kitten, that's what they do. But Chi is a kitten who loses sight of his mother, wanders around and gets adopted by a rather dumbass family. Then raise him, and he then just spends the entire time basically sort of either running from the small child they have as their youngest and helping them out with daily life and just being a kitten in the most sort of pure strange sense, including the fact of just spending most of an episode eating shoelaces because, again, cats. But I think he channels the most catty catness of all of it. Never mind detectiveness. I mean, cats do what they like. But no, Chi is the one who does everything in that family and is also the cornerstone of them all. And his own little adventures in being a little Dumbo, little kitten.
He'd never solve a murder, though.
I'm sure he probably caused one, but yeah. It probably could be the case of the murdered bird or something. But no, he's pure cat. That's why I like, that's why I go for Chi, because he's nothing but cat. And he's always got that dumb grin.
It's a tough one. I kind of like the look of Brian's cat. You know, if I had a cat, I would like that kind of patchwork it's got going on. It's a, but also, gee, Elliot, you take this one. I think I love the look of that cat. It's beautiful.
Hey, can I get a read? Can I point out technicality? He didn't even know the gender of the cat.
Hey, didn't
she's a girl. He was calling her. Hey, all the
she herself doesn't know about it for ages either. So
yeah, he's sticking in the character. He's hey, don't try and swear the judge. This is if I could dock a point.
Brian,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, Elliot, you're on the board with a point. So
I turned it a bit
after four rounds. Niall's in the lead with two. Then it's me and Elliot with one, and Anthony bringing up the rear with zero, and no chance for another point either because he's judging again. This time it's Elliot to go first, and he's against Niall.
Good.
So, yeah, this is a tough one, but okay, so I'm going to go for Aisha Clan Clan from Outlaw Star, which is a cat, promise. It's, you know, it's humanoid, but it's a cat, so I'm sticking with it. But Aisha's great because Aisha is basically the Worf of Outlaw Star. Like, she she is. When you go on,
she is.
She's all tough, but she's a massive goober. Because when you first meet her, she spends ages like falling from grace because her own empire gets rid of her, much like everyone doesn't like Worf because he's not a proper Klingon. But then she's really badass, but actually she's kind of not because she's a bit of a wuss and has a soft spot for Jim and for the rest of the crew. And she kind of grows on them, but she can still kick ass when she needs to. Like when she enters an intergalactic fighting tournament against the rules and ends up basically destroying everyone. I mean, everyone, like the body counts in the hundreds by the end of that event. But at the end of the day, she can still pull her weight and like save the day, at least in a little part, and help bring the entire crew together. And also she has the best voice actress and the best hair because goddamn, what were they smoking when they made her character design? It's great. But yeah, Aisha's great. Like I say, Worf of that show and also an amazing all round character. Also just very cat-like because she's a massive idiot.
It's going to take some beating. I'll tell you now, Niall, that's going to take some beating.
Well, Anthony, I'm gonna ask you a question. What's better than a liger? And what's better than a giant robot tiger, a giant robot liger? Who? I'm going to go counter this with the blade liger from Zoids. And this is, on a far off planet populated by sentient mechanical animals, the Blade Liger is the king of the mecha jungle. We're born from death, from its puny form of the shield liger. It rose from the ashes, and kind of missing up a metaphor here like a phoenix. We call a mighty Blade Liger. Covered in guns, but crucially, two sweet laser blades that stick out of sides, so you can't just rush at you. Just pounces you. Like a touch actual tiger, liger, or cat, and pounce on you, slice you to pieces like that. You're nothing. It's the most extreme, the most vicious, the most awesome of mechanical animals in this far planet. And so awesome is it that it takes down the titular, the villain of the villainous Zoid of the main anime series, the incredibly named Deathsaur, which is a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex that shoots laser beams out of his mouth. It defeated it by shooting itself out of a cannon and blasting its way through its chest, blade sticking out to the front, just to make sure it gets him on the inside. The Blade Liger is cool. It's a freaking giant robot, giant robot liger. That is the coolest thing that 10-year-old me and possibly 28-year-old me could possibly dream of.
Oh, this is a tough one. I feel I'm doing a disservice if I choose the other one, if I choose either of them. To the other one,
No contest.
No contest.
I've always been a big Outlaw Star fan.
And you should follow your heart.
I've always liked that character. The bathhouse episode was a crease. Look at that. Look at that. Blade Liger. I'm going to go with Elliot.
Go! Yes! You have done the right thing.
I have.
Okay.
Like, it's pretty sweet, though.
Okay, next up, it is me judging. And it's Anthony versus Niall. Anthony to go
first.
Let's
go! Okay. Getting in the danger zone now. Right, yeah. I'm going to go with... I'm not going to say his full name because I can't, but it's the Baron from Cat Returns. I believe his full name is something like Barrett Humbert von whatever. But anyway, he's dressed as sharp as a carrot and twice as crunchy, and he's the most gentlemanly cat. I'm sure he could speak better than I could. The most gentlemanly cat in my entire poker hand. He drinks tea, even rides a bird at one point, you know. And of course, he's got a cane and a top hat. And also, he just reminds me of how good The Cat Returns is, which I think everyone should think back and remember how great that film was, actually. But yeah, is your guy a gentleman? Come on,
Niall.
Is it
Niall? Is he a gentleman?
Yeah, that's...
Is he a gentleman?
That's the segue.
Do you want better? He's not a gentleman. He's a criminal mastermind is what he
Help!
Is. He is the brains of the animal pushing up with his Team Rocket. It is Meowth.
Yes.
He's the brains of the operation. He is the one running the show here, there. Coming up with plan, ski after ski, and to finally kill that Pikachu. And lest I forget, he learned all this from the streets, rising up from nothing to where he is now. Even learning to speak human language, ostracized by his own kind. But no. Oh, those hits. Oh, I make him stronger. He's still going strong today. He's the one annoying me out. Like, he's still going on in the main cartoon. Even though they've got, like, a bajillion another Pokemon cast they could go for, Meowth is still top of the bunch. He's the pick of the litter, so to speak.
Oh, this is awful.
I hate Pikachu.
Hey, we'll get on to who killed Pikachu later.
Oh, gosh. Before you answer, this is unfair. This is obvious he's going to choose Meowth. And I hate losing Meowth. I hate losing Meowth because I hate the character.
I was about to say.
Whoa.
On one hand, I like the Baron because I constantly like to remind Grace, who's been on here occasionally. It was on our Cat's Return episode that when we saw it at the cinema, when she came, we came out, she said she wanted to marry him.
He is very dashing.
It is. But, yes, I remember when we did our top cats at the end of that episode, you were pouring scorn and hatred on Meowth.
Getting beat.
And I was saying how great he was because he was the one Pokemon who taught himself how to talk. So yeah, obviously Meowth gets it. You're Meowth hatred.
Slam dunk.
You're disgusting Meowth hatred.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. I can come back from this, maybe.
Maybe.
Can I?
Next up, it's Elliot to judge Anthony versus me.
Oh, me first again. It's tough going first. I know what will appeal to Elliot. Or maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Was that you clearing your throat just then?
Yes.
Are you that? It's like,
this is stressful. This is, there's a lot on this.
You'd be no good on an ITV game show.
At least all your choices are now cats, Anthony, unlike earlier today. No. One of them was a wolf.
She is not a wolf.
She is a wolf.
She is a human being. She is a human being. Well,
just because she's a white doesn't make her human.
The reason I nearly chose her is because she was the reason I bought the DVDs, and then I put the DVDs on and turned them off. I don't like that show. Anyway. I'm going to go Elliot Judson, yes.
Yeah. Is anyone from that Cat Planet Cuties DVD you bought?
I can't even remember whether I watched. I think I watched the first episode. I was going to have a look into that, but I thought, no, I can stay in the back of the cupboard. Anyway, moving on from the sordid collection I've got. I'm going to go with the Puma Sisters from Dominion Tank Police. I mean, I've seen a lot of cat girls in my time, believe you and me. Believe you me. Clearly, we've set up perfectly. And these two were the only two worthy of being a poster on my wall. So that in itself is quite a feat. But their names, Anna and Uni, I can't remember. And they're basically two androids, and they're created for sex. They aren't cute. They're just smoking hot. So who would you prefer, Elliot, as a household pet? The two sisters, or whatever little pussy Brian chooses now.
I don't know, Anthony, you're kind of skeeving me out a bit here, dude.
Okay, well, yeah, let's match cat girl with cat girl.
Oh, no.
And, okay, so this is a more tasteful cat girl from Doki Doki Preek here. This is Dabby, as she's known in her human form. She's one of the mascot characters, she's the oldest one. Well, the ones are like kids, but she's an adult cat. And most importantly, why she's on the list is because she basically turns into Sue Perkins.
Well, she does! Oh my gosh!
You know me so well, Brian. You know me so well.
Oh no.
What other cat turns into Sue Perkins but Dabby from Doki Doki?
That is ridiculous.
And a lot less sordid than, whatever you were sticking your posters on your wall.
They weren't on my wall for sordid purposes. I just liked the look. I liked Dominion Tank Police.
Stop digging, Anthony. Stop digging.
Should have kept this one for Niall. He may be more perverse and choose mine.
Displayed.
Oh, I know. I don't know the judges.
Gosh. So as a judge, this is really hard because I actually really like Dominion Tank Police, and it's actually like the first anime like DVD I ever bought on the front of a PlayStation magazine. I really liked Dominion for about probably the same reason Anthony did, because I was like, what is this amazing world of dumb garbage and strange boner like tank mines and cat girls with a very long, slow stripping sequence. Meanwhile, I like Dabby a lot as a character, but the show she's from is utter garbage. Gosh. And I hate it because of they ruin the entire thing with frigging Cure Ace, who just burns the entire series to the ground.
No, you
did well too, because waste of potential. But it's a bizarre thing where Anthony had a really terrible argument, but I like the character, whereas Brian had a really good argument, but I don't like the character so much. So. I don't know. I feel like I've just exposed too much of my thinking process here. I'm going to go with the Puma Sisters. Because even though Anthony kind of almost turned me off of them entirely of his discussion, that's the Puma Sisters, and I like them a lot. So,
you got a point, Anthony.
Yes, Brian, you thought you'd played a blinder with that one.
Well, I'm keeping my powder dry. And plus I got my substitutes I can bring on.
Oh, gosh.
You got substitutes for allowed that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's got like a 30-strong deck.
Yeah,
he's bought booster packs.
Dealing them out of sleeves.
What are you, like Darby the Gambler of cats or something?
Yes, I've got cats stuffed up my sleeves.
Good, meow.
Okay, next up is Darby's number one fan, Niall, to judge. In a battle of Elliot versus me. Elliot to go first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Elliot.
I'm going to put some chocolate underneath this cat and see what happens. So I'm going to go for my weird meta, like, gag one that I wrote here as a joke and it ended up sticking because I thought it'd be quite funny. So, again, this is the meta dumb joke where you don't actually see the cats ever, but they exist purely metaphysically, is Ritsuko's cats from Evangelion. You never see them. All you know about them is that one's black and one's white and they're with her grandmother. And at one point during the series, she gets an undressing call that they've both died, unfortunately, in an unfortunate accident. And you can tell this is a terrible moment for Ritsuko, because from that point on, she's basically numb to the world. Well, she was already with all the robot death and weird angelic being destroying everything she loves. And also the fact that, like, she has that weird affair going on with, like, Gendo. And I think that's just when things start going completely batshit for her. And she just starts to plan all of her ridiculous, insane stuff, like trying to blow up the supercomputer she helps monitor with her mum made. And all this insane other garbage. So I feel like, important from a plot perspective, because they make her go bug fuck. I'm swearing a lot today, sorry. But they make her go completely off the deep end, and so the loss of cats just show how important they are to all humans, especially crazy, rather depressed and lonely blonde-haired scientist ladies from the near future. In fact, right now, actually, given that the events are happening right now, according to the timeline. So yeah, Ritsuko's cats from Evangelion. They don't actually exist. You only see them in a pair of salt shakers, but they're very important, and that's my gag. That's my gag entry.
Okie dokie. Well, my cat's a real cat. A real man's cat. And that is the black bear cat from Cheese Sweet Home. Who's the tough, street smart, sort of father figure cat. Who sort of takes Chi under his wing. And also scares the living daylights out of Chi's owners when he first just walks into their home as if it's his. Which is what all my cats used to do. And cats around me. He's the cat I can relate most to as a cat, as he has the most recognizable cat behavior from the cats I've known. And he gets a great arc in Chi's new address when Chi manages to get herself completely lost. And he guides her all the way back home across town, because apparently he knows which way different trucks go across the city and can hop on the back of them and take rides around town. As he pleases. That's the black bear cat from Cheese Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Elliot, you gambled. I think you lost it because. I simply get reactions to this, but we're kind of talking about cats, not crazy cat ladies. Which was, much more of a kind of a big portion to argue about there. And as you've seen from my previous plays and my previous judgments, I have to go for this story of a cat rising up from the streets and, making his way in the world come heck or high water. So I gotta go with the black bear cat, which also has what a cool name, if I must say so.
Do you ever figure out your name?
Hmm?
Do you ever find out the black bear cat? Black
I don't
bear
think you do, no, because you never meet his owners.
Ah.
So,
he's a black bear cat.
Yeah,
that's
he just
cool.
goes where he pleases. It's like they're like people are talking about him in the humans. Have you seen that black bear cat? And then the parents come home and it's in their house. He's just not going to move. Which is what our neighbour's cat used to do. It would sit at our front door, wait for us to open it, and then walk through our house and then sit at our back door and wait for us to open the back door. Because he was too lazy and too big to climb up over the roofs.
Oh.
Righty-ho. On to the next round, which is... Which one was that? That was...
Number 8.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So it's Niall judging again for his final judgment, and it's Anthony versus Elliot.
I always feel like I'm boys. First. I'll try, but I don't like going first. Right.
Can we get a score update?
You can get a score update. So I'm on 2, Elliot's on 2, Anthony's on 1, and Niall's on 3.
We need to sort this out. Right. Okay. I think I'm ready. Oh, I've got two. Well, one killer. Ooh, who's he going to choose? I'm going to go with...
Your back giving out. Yeah, what the hell?
I'm carrying the weight. Oh, I'm going to go with Puar from Dragon Ball. Can your cat claim to be Yamcha's best friend? I don't think so. Puar can fly, he can shapeshift, and yet, even though he can turn into anything, he still chooses to be a cat. So, you know, he can be anything. Anything. And he's Yamcha's best friend. So, come on.
Someone's got to be his friend.
Well, I would be his friend.
Are they... Because he's dying.
Maybe I'm the Yamcha. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, oh, okay, well, cool. Yeah. I thought Yamcha's being the Yamcha's friend was the key.
So, talk about friends. I have a true friend as one of my cats, and that's Yamamaya from Azumanga Daioh, who is an Iriyamote cat. So you have Sasaki, who is the very tall, rather silent, sort of withdrawn character who loves cats but can't pet them because all the ones she meets tend to beat her up and run away, usually in that order, including the, like, evil grey cat who lives in the neighbourhood and just spends the entire time eating her hand because he's a little jerk. But when they visit Iriyamote Island, they meet Yamamaya, who is a small Iriyamote cat who looks rather expressionless, much like Sasaki, and ends up following her all the way back to wherever the hell they live in, you know, anime, like, high school land, and ends up defending her from the grey cat, only to faint, because it took that much out of the cat to get there and to come back to her adopted owner, because that's what cats do. They adopt their owners. They choose who they're going to bother with. And she comes all the way back, like, somehow even get crossing on a boat, to come and defend her best friend from this jerkish grey cat who never bothers her again. And then spends most of the rest of the time being adorable, like some kind of great accessory, but still tough. Even coming to a rapport with Chiyo's dog, which I can't remember the name of, but he's bloody huge as well. And they become best friends. So that's how much of an important cat he is. He doesn't use his strength. He's a strong cat. But he doesn't use his strength to dominate or destroy. He uses it for friendship. And it isn't friends with some chump like Yamcha. Because what the hell? Yamcha. Oh. I mean, come on.
He can't fly, though, can he?
But that's... He doesn't need to. He can jump. He can jump hella far. Mm. He headbutts people in the chest. That's what a real cat does. It perplexes you because they're cats and they're jerks. But you love them.
Niall won't fall for this. The charade.
You'd be wrong, Dan.
Niall!
Very wrong.
Niall!
like, were you listening to my last judgment? The heartwarming story, the incredible journey. That's what I'm going for here. And Yamamaya is like, the epitome of that. Traveling all that distance to come to the defense of the, you know, of the human that they have decided to will be their ward. And these two soulmates, these two lost souls, just coming together and forming a bond that will last until the cat eventually dies. But, you know, well, the years they will have will be brilliant. And poor, as we've found out on a previous installment of Let's Go Goku, must not be that well of a friend, because when we're going through those family portraits that were arranged, I've got the Yamcha's one, Puar, not even there. Maybe Yamcha had done something that, you know, has to drive Puar away, and that's why he's alone, but, you know, you think if Puar was a good friend, they'd work it out.
He was probably taking the photo.
Yes!
Yeah, maybe.
Or he turned into the camera.
Oh, mind blown. Well, you know, well.
But... my judgment stands. It's Yamamaya.
Okay.
Beat by Meow nice. And Azumanga Daioh in the same night. It's the worst evening. Worst evening.
You need to stop slandering good cats, Anthony. You know, you're doing yourself a disservice.
No, just you wait till the big gun comes out. I wish I could take it with one point. Oh, I know.
You're out.
Oh!
Okay, next up is Elliot judging on me versus Niall. Me to go first. So I think I'm going to have to go with the round cat from Round Town. It's Maru from Puyo Puyo, another gentleman cat. He's a hero to other cats, saves them from all sorts of trouble. They visualize him as a superhero. He's very spherical. That's his main charm point, is his sphericalness. He's in a... even lets the next-door neighbor hump him. next door neighbor cat. We're very stoic about it. Perfectly allowable. Yes, yeah, so he draws attractors from both sexes, all sorts of species. He's a real cat's cat, I think, even though he barely looks like one. The only disappointment is the fact that they haven't made a second series and we haven't got to meet his nephews, who are like smaller versions of him, and his mum and his sister, who would look like normal cats. So apparently it's just a male gene, this sphericalness. Spoiler alert if they ever make series two. But
I didn't know he had a family.
Of course, it has to be nephews.
Mind blown.
Because you're not allowed to ever imagine a cartoon cat actually having sex, except for Sylvester. He's the only cartoon cat with a son.
Worried where that one was going.
It's true. Well, that's all well and good, you know, that Mara can go home and be a family man. Because my pick is too busy being a warrior king. It is Gawain from Gawain Saga. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but I'm going to pull with Gawain from Gawain Saga. He's an amnesiac warrior who was the head of a jaguar.
I was going to say, he's not even a cat, he's just a man wearing a cat mask. I mean, what sort of cat is a man wearing a cat mask?
Shut up!
It's not a cat mask, that's his head. That's his head. If this, if this Neko-chan character from Gag Manga Biori is fair game, then I think, you know, a similarly muscled cat man is also a good pick.
To be fair, I did have, Archduke Gorgon on my shortlist.
Well.
He's most cat. He's more cat than the guy from Gawain Saga is.
Anyways! He's an amnesiac warrior with the head of a jaguar, and he seeks to help restore a brother and sister to the throne of their land, and in doing so, he fights many enemies and becomes the king of his own nation. Much like Conan the Barbarian.
I thought I was going to say much like Maru from
Much like Conan the Barbarian, but he's going to have a jaguar. So imagining like King from the Tekken games, but if he was Conan the Barbarian. I mean, again, that's the coolest thing a 10-year-old me / 28-year-old me could come up with, besides bikers.
Oh, Niall, if I was judging, this would be a free point for you. That guy looks so badass. It looks so badass.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, whatever. It goes to Maru. Come on. It's Puyo Puyo. Right. I was gonna take Maru myself. Then I saw Brian already had it, so I had to delete it from my list. But yeah, Maru is the ultimate cat. Everyone loves him. Everyone. So, yeah, Maru.
Right, he's next up. It is me judging Elliot versus Anthony.
Oh, here Elliot we go. First.
Okay, so that's my last one, but I saved this one. So this is a pseudo cat, but is actually a real cat, not a man cat or a cat man or a cat accoutrement attached to a cat. I got confused there. So it's Sensei from Natsume's Book of Friends. I know he has a different name, but I've forgotten it for the moment. Please don't impugn me for that. But very rotund, much like Maru, but he's actually got two parts to his body, like there's two round bits to him. But he has a very spherical form of looking like a bizarre, like almost like ceramic lawn ornament with like a strange, like very easy to reproduce and so merchandise design of like a grey and black, grey and orange back. But he's a very wise cat who's actually a yokai, so he's actually like a ghost or sort of weird spiritual being who has the ability turn into this rather horrifying giganto cat, which, you know, could murder everything and just like slit Natsume's throat, but doesn't, because he wants to look after Natsume and they become good friends after a bit of weird brinksmanship about the book of friends that Natsume has. But more importantly, he's an old man. He's just an old ass man who eats all the food, generally lazes around and is like a cat, demands treats, demands snacks, eats bizarre old man pub food, including things like, you know, dried shrimp, dried squid and all that, and generally is a big actual cat. But when push comes to shove, he goes to like cat mode 6000 and turns into a gigantic like ghost beast to destroy anything. And sometimes even just for the hell of it, to scare the hell out of Natsume, because that's what cats do, is they keep you on your toes when they need to remind you like, hey, I'm the one in charge here. I'm the cat. Now you feed me, all right? Okay, thanks. So that's Sensei. He's a great cat. He's a bit of a jerk cat, and he's a great character in general as well, as someone to help keep that entire series in check from turning into sad bored.
Okay, Anthony, what you got?
My cat. He would put your cat in submission. He is the most cat-like cat of all the cats we've discussed. He's quick on his feet. He's with his feline reflexes. And I mean, just for a start, can you buy masks of your cat in the shops?
I'm sure I could.
Well, I thought not.
Possibly.
I thought
not. You could get one of these cushions in hollow it
out. You could. That'd probably be a lot cheaper than the cost of some of these masks. Anyway, can your cat tiger suplex a fully grown man? No. He's got more muscle than Neko-chan from Gagmanga Biori, my guy. I think I've said enough. It's Tiger Mask from Tiger Mask! Meow! And he's definitely a cat.
You see, on one hand, I do like yokai cats.
But it's Tiger Mask!
But on the other hand, it is Tiger Mask. And I think in terms of real-world influence, Tiger Mask
huge.
Has Natsumi's Book of Friends... beat by several decades.
Niles, what was it? Gouin Saga? Gouin Guy?
He wouldn't exist without Tiger Mask, would he?
He actually is cursed to have a Jaguar's head, so that is his actual
It's
face.
A blessing, but not a
again,
curse.
I can see what you mean, yeah. Yes.
I'm not dissing your dude, because I quite like the look of your dude, but I'm not battling you, so it's fine. But yeah.
Point to you, Anthony.
Yes.
So that means it's all down to this final round, and Anthony's decision.
Don't mess it up, Anthony.
Are they actually the two to win as well?
Yeah, we're drawing at the moment. So
we couldn't have planned this better.
Whichever one you pick, and I know which one you're going to pick.
No.
Yep.
Well done, yes. Niall.
Spoilers.
Also, Anthony, I've had an ace, Brian.
I haven't thought this through. Okay.
Well, Anthony,
okay, Niall, you want to go first?
Okay, we've had cats, we've had cat men, we've had, you know, magical cats, but we have a cat god. He is the god of destruction in whatever universe that Dragon Ball Z takes place. It is, of course, Beerus from Dragon Ball Z, Battle of Gods, and now currently Dragon Ball Super. And what more can you say about him? He is a force to be reckoned with. He is a god of destruction, you know, of destroying planets at a whim. But he's not all bad, though. You know, like, he's quite a gourmand, and if you at least get the dessert course right in your meal, he might only destroy half your planet. I don't know.
Wait, that's not very useful at all. That could be a problem with
it. But hey, he's great at a party, you know, he'll impress your guests, and, you know, as long as they don't tick him off and we'll give him the respect that he's due, you know, he'll give as good as he gets as well. And like I said, you know, he's a good one, he'd probably know one of the best restaurants in the universe there. And also, no, just stay on his good side. You know, he's a pretty good dude. But, you know, it's Beerus. It's a force of nature. He's just doing his job. He's not a bad guy. He's just doing his job.
That's all well and good, Niall. But my cat, when he likes food so much that they have to make that food in the real world for humans to eat too. And when he likes a parody of a pop band that much, then the actual pop band that the pop band he likes is a parody of ends up dressing up like the parody.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
And I'm, of course, talking about the king of anime, the king of video games at the moment as we're talking. And we're talking Jibun Yarn from Yo-Kai Watch. He is the ghost of a dead cat that was run over by a car. And he's trying to learn Fist of the North Star style techniques in order to take revenge on cars. But then quickly gets bored of that half an episode in and goes to live with the main character so he can become this generation's Pikachu. And if I wanted to, I could have filled up my entire deck with variations of Jibun Yarns. Robo-Nyan, Bushi-Nyan, that gangster type one, all the other ones from episodes I've not seen yet, probably other ones they're thinking of as I'm speaking. Because he's the top merchandisable cat there is at the moment. All of the cats, all of the anime characters have to bow down to this red cat with two burning tails. And hey, he even gets the one serious episode of Yo-Yokai Watch made about him when we get a flashback and meet his owner. So that's Jip and Yarn versus some space punk. It goes around blowing the planets up because he doesn't get to eat properly.
You give him the respect that he is due, Brian. We'll face his wrath.
Niall, I'm not picking you quite yet, but that was a genius stroke to choose Beerus. That, he slipped my mind, shall we say. Man. I'm genuinely torn. I'm genuinely torn. I kind of like Jib and Yan, but I hate Yo-Kai Watch, but I kind of, if anything was good about it, it's him.
And all the other things you liked.
No, I don't remember any of those things.
Jin Ben Ken.
Oh, I like Jin Ben Ken. But think of Dragon Ball Z. Yes, I'm going to go with
Jin Ben Ken.
Because I don't want Yo-Kai Watch to take over the world. I'm going to go with Niall. It can't win everything, Yo-Kai Watch. Dragon.
The line will be drawn here on this podcast. Here we stop Yo-Kai Watch from destroying everything.
Yep. No, oh. No.
So there you have it.
Well done,
the King of Cats.
You win Anime Cat Poker.
How does it feel?
Good.
That's good because Niall had an arc to his cats and also an arc to his judging, so it actually makes sense that he's the one who actually took it most seriously.
Oh, yeah, very poor judgment. I should have saved Mario for that last round.
Oh, as if. Not,
well, yeah, he probably still would have lost to. See, yeah, the key would have been to pick ones which pick two cats that Andy likes, pick two cats that Elliot likes.
You've cracked the game.
Got to game it.
Next time we play
Tiger Mask was the best cat of everyone.
Says the person who
I bet if nobody... I bet everybody see my list and like, oh shit, I want a Tiger Mask.
It's Doraemon. Like I said, Doraemon's the top.
He is pretty good.
Except if you're going by ears.
Which is beat there.
But Aisha Clan Clan's got quite long ears as well.
She does.
Yeah, as I say, she's got pretty good ears. They also move and jiggle when she's embarrassed, so that's important. It's a charm point, I think they call it, the kids these days.
Hey, that's what I called it earlier about. I forget to mention that some genius on the Anime News Network's encyclopedia has put the themes to Puyo Puyo as cats, comma, roundness. Spot on. It also is the only show with roundness as a theme on that database. Right, so I've got some other things which we should talk about. Fooly Cooly remake. How do you feel about that, guys?
Bit daft, isn't it?
Well,
if they try and do it,
sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I gazumped you. So I feel like my feelings on this initially was, oh no, and sort of like rolling around on the floor. But like, I don't know, like, I feel like if they take the spirit of the original Fooly Cooly and just make something new and interesting that has nothing to do with or try and, or no actual shot for shot remake, it could be good and interesting and nice. But if they just try and take the same plot line and the story or the same, you know, just remake it, it'll probably be bad. Especially given that the original Fooly Cooly is such a weird sort of perfect sort of artifact with the combination of the pillow soundtrack and the crazy music and the crazy design and just how rapid the entire thing is and how it just runs that if they try and remake it directly, that'll probably suck. But if they just take the spirit of it and run, then it'll be a nice new thing, maybe. So I'm hopeful. Maybe. I hope.
I would agree with that, you know. Maybe just do something different with it, like, you know, think of like something like Diebuster, you know? That was kind of hamstrung a bit because it was subtitled Gunbuster 2 and people went in expecting that. And they kind of didn't get to enjoy it or didn't, like, you know, force themselves to not enjoy, like, this pretty fine cartoon. So, like, if it did something like Dash War, it's set in a similar universe, but, you know, it's it does its own thing in its own way. And it tells its own story, not trying to call back or link back to much original thing, then, you know, yeah, it could be cool or something like that. I mean, there's only so many times you can re-release Fubikuri, so it's about time to do something else to properly. As long as it doesn't fall into what Ghost in the Shell's been doing for the last decade and change, where we're just going to tell the same story a little bit differently. You know, this is before they got set up, and this is before they get to Section 9, this is before they set up Section 9, so it's going to tell the same story every time.
I think it's daft. I don't think they need a... It's like, imagine they announce a Cowboy Bebop remake. Why? Why? It's not required. Why?
Because, I tell you why, because 17 years have passed.
Is how long it's been?
Yeah.
Since Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah,
50, okay.
15 years since Fooly Cooler.
I didn't realise it was that long.
15. 2000 was when the first one came out, so...
Oh, 2001 God, I'm old.
When the last ones came out.
That's crazy.
So it's when this remake comes out, it will be a bigger gap between it original and coming out compared to Devilman TV and the first Devilman movie.
That's pretty crazy to think, but I don't know. I'm not on board until I find out more. The series is great. As Elliot mentioned, like the soundtrack's just... spot on. That's not to say that they can't do another good soundtrack, but if...
Well, yeah, I mean, part of the reason seems to be because they think they can sell more Fooly Cooly.
Can they?
Oh, of course they could. They totally could. Like, easily people could. Like me who watched it the first time will now hear
I don't think
they're
concerned about selling it to people like you. I think they're concerned about selling it to people like Adult Swim.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. But also it's a bit of the case where they can probably snag people once at least. He's by like, oh, I remember liking this, and they go and buy it again. You know, it's like, you know, they grew up and now they have purchasing power, so you go after that purchasing power. So, but whatever. I don't know, like I said, as long as they make their own original thing, that'd be fine. But they just try and slap the same soundtrack on something different, then what are you doing? No.
I mean, I don't mind them doing it either way. Good or bad, I think 15 years is plenty of time before thinking of making it. In fact, it's surprising it's not happened sooner, to be honest. But I imagine the sort of the mixed production, because it was a mixed production between Gainax and IG in the first place, maybe why you needed one person to take control in order to do a remake. What other thing do I say about that? But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of remakes I've liked. There's plenty of remakes I've not liked, so...
Mm.
Yeah, but it could be like Shin Megami Tensei The Impact, where it's like 10 bajillion times better.
Oh, it could be a masterpiece.
Oh, that's
so good.
Could
be a masterpiece, but...
So like remakes, reimaginings, they're not all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be Fantastic Four.
But mostly it's Go Nagai remakes and reimaginings, which are pretty great.
Go Nagai does Fooly Cooly. Bam! Done.
Yeah, I mean, if they hand it off to the people who did Azazel-san, then I'm all for it. If they hand it off to the people who did Ghost in the Shell, any version of Ghost in the Shell, then, yeah, maybe not so keen. But we shall wait and see. It's like a revolving door of people coming in and out of IG anyway, currently. Okay, next on my list of things to talk about is This Week in JoJo's News. Two pieces of JoJo's News this week. So, the UK... DVD release is on Amazon and it's currently, as we record, £15.90 something.
So cheap.
So have you pre-ordered it yet?
It's also listed as one DVD for some reason, so I hope they're not actually making it one disc for the entire thing as well, compression.
Well, no, because it also says it's like 600 minutes long, so no. That is not, no, it's not possible.
I think funny, what though. It was 10 discs? No. That can't be right. I forget what it was, but like it wasn't like it certainly like no, it wasn't 10 discs anyway. It was like a number of discs where you could be cramming too many episodes onto a single disc, and then it might affect the quality slightly. Yeah,
£16.
Where's the Blu-ray? Yeah, Blu-ray?
Well, who knows?
In Warner Brothers' vault.
I was going to say yes. You have to speak to Warner Brothers.
Sort it out.
Yeah, Warner Brothers spent ages reputedly shopping a double round, and no one wanted to buy it on it or work with them, and so now it's just coming out direct. So, checking up, it's 3 discs in the US. So, that's quite crammed for 26 episodes. But so that's getting a bit dicey.
Is it 26 or is it 24? I can't remember the first season.
Or is it?
That is still cheap. Yeah. That's unbelievably cheap.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, £16, not knocking that.
It's cheap enough to like buy it for people to think like, oh god, he's not seen that. Ah, go on, it's Christmas, I'll buy it for him.
Everybody's getting JoJo's for Christmas.
Yes, it's the perfect price for that. Like just a bit above, you know, it's nice.
Here you go, Mom. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Well, you've always won.
You see, you joke, but I'm pretty sure my mum would likely like that because she likes the whole buff dudes thing. So you know, that'd be kind of weird. It'd be a really weird Christmas.
And the other bit of JoJo's news is that Kenichi Suzuki, who directed the JoJo's TV show, is going to be directing the Drifters anime.
Woohoo! Yes, it is.
Which is based on the current comic by your fellow who did Helsing, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Kota Hirano.
That was it. And it was Hirano.
Do you know about Drifters?
It's about a bunch of dead historical people who, as they die, get transported to another world where they have to fight each other.
So Fate Stay Night, then. That's the same plot.
It's more interesting historical figures than that.
There's also less meal times and talking about how good the food is. So okay,
it's more like that. Isn't there like a Larry Niven novel with a very similar, or a set of Larry Niven novels with a similar premise?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, to get transported to this kind of fantasy realm with a magic and shit. So, yeah. And to kind of been drafted into this like.
Yeah, so you've got main characters.
Alucard.
No, it's not.
Samurai Alucard, yeah.
Shimazu Toyohisa. You've got people like Hannibal, Oda Nobunaga, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Oda Nobunaga. But the Wild Bunch.
What? From across history, yes. Yeah, so you got Samurai versus Cowboys.
Yep.
This sounds great.
It is pretty good. I've only read the first chapter or two of it there.
Of course, it is Hirano, so Hitler's in it.
Whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Joan of Arc, Count Saint Germain, all your favourite anime characters returning. Ooh,
Rasputin.
Oh,
I've been the same here.
Yeah. So I can add that to my eventual top anime Joan of Arcs whenever I do that. Where we do Joan of Arc poker.
Let's go Joan of Arc. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I'm pretty sure. There's a lot of Joan of Arcs in anime and manga. Don't know what the appeal is. But that's it. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap things up? Those were the things I wanted to talk about I didn't have an outlet for. I saw Elliot despairing over the Foolie Cooley on Twitter, so I thought we should talk about it.
Oh, thanks.
Despair.
Here you go.
I don't know. Scotland's Anime announced their docket of films, which looks to be interesting, or is not terrible. So hopefully that'll be good.
Have they got The Beast and the Boy?
No, they don't, which sucks.
That's at London Film Festival, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's on the same weekend, isn't it? Just to be a massive
arc. So I'm hoping that's going to be at Leeds Film Festival.
I hope to go to Leeds Film Festival. I hope that's good. Like, I know this is weird, but like, I hope that film's good because, I mean, Girl Who Leapt Through Time is one of my favourite films of any kind, like, of all time. And I haven't really rated Summer Wars or the other one he did. What's his face?
Wolf Children.
Amazing.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. So. Whatever. Different strokes, different folks. I'm not a fan. But, like, I just hope Boy and the Beast looks good. Like, I hope it's a return to form because, like, holy goddamn, like, Girl Who Leapt Through Time is so good. But yeah, I hope it's good. So, trip report. But yeah, hopefully they take it to Leeds, as you say.
And they've got When Marnie Was There, Here, all over the place, wherever she was. I can't remember what it was. I've gone right. I'm not interested in watching it now. I know it's not taking place in North Norfolk. Disappointed in that because that's where the book takes place. But you could, if it was set in North Norfolk, you'd have a double bill of that and Alpha Papa.
Great film. Great film.
That would be a top double bill, but alas, it's not to be, I don't think. And they've also got that Takeshi Kitano new comedy. Unfortunately, that's playing on a day. In fact, everything's playing on a day I can't go to see it, but that one about the old Yakuza, who one of them gets a phone scam performed on them, so they reunite to take revenge on these young criminals preying on the old.
It's a comedy.
It is a comedy, okay. Yes.
I like him. I like Takeshi Kitano, he's good.
Well, yeah, he's a comedian, yeah. Isn't he? So,
I thought I'd forget that. But,
yeah, it is like Noel Edmonds.
Suddenly went at the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Righty-ho, I think that's everything to talk about. So, anything you want to plug, Elliot?
Not really. I mean, more one thing I can plug is there'll be, if you're not fed up with podcasts, there'll be a new UK Anime Network podcast coming out soon, and this one will be an entire sort of travel log and guide to visiting Japan. So if you've if you want to go at some point, if you want to go see the land where all this silly crap comes from, there's a travel log there with advice from three hardened travelers to help you like decide on ways to travel and various tips and tricks for surviving and blowing all your money in an efficient manner.
Are any of them talking about pro wrestling?
Our pro wrestling correspondent was sadly not available to be on the podcast, but I think you can just follow. There's several people on Twitter you can follow for that. Just look for the New Japan World.
Yeah. Anything you want to plug, Niall?
Also podcasts, if you got enough of those. You can find me and my regular podcast, Secret Center Madness, talking about cartoons, including some anime at the odd time. That can be found at secretcentermadness.blogspot.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Nicholas Cage. That's NILLCOLAS_Cage.
What about you, Anthony?
Apparently, Adventure Bastards, you could go to adventurebastards.com and get the video. So I've been...
What?
Exactly, yeah, so I didn't know that. But yeah, adventurebastards.com. Watch us on YouTube. Well, me on YouTube, none of these guys, unfortunately.
I was going to say, probably look it on YouTube. It's probably the best place for experience.
Just search Adventure Bastards on YouTube. It's a few episodes deep. We're currently getting a killer bit in the story, which I'm not going to spoil. But my character is amazing. That's all I'll say.
I don't want to spoil it either, because I've played that adventure many years ago. So
oh, no, well, my character is a big... I don't want to give it away.
He's a badass.
He's a badass. That is, I'm not going to say, but it's separate to its own story. I decided to add this little twist to my character that it impacts well.
Does he wear a hat?
He does wear a hat, but that's not a twist. He wore a hat from the start.
He was bald underneath it, didn't he?
Yeah. Homer Simpson hair underneath. Other than that, it's just Twitter, which is Ant Askew.
Okay, I'm going to plug some upcoming appearances on podcasts. I'm going to be on Niall's podcast shortly.
What?
Talking about Teen Titans Go.
You sure are.
So look forward to that. And I'm also going to be on Bradley's podcast, the Anime Now podcast, where I shall be talking about pretty boys who dress up like magical girls. So I look forward to that too.
Yep.
On a separate piece of news, that jumping back a bit, that cute High School Defense Love series got a second season. So anime is saved again.
All right. They managed to sell enough Blu-rays in Japan.
Yeah, they explicitly said that on the announcement.
Oh, that was another joke. But yes, I'm not going to rewatch it because if I rewatch it, all I'll be doing on that podcast will be saying, and then they did this funny thing, and then they did this funny thing. This was a joke I liked, which is my fear of doing that as a podcast. But it's been a long enough time now, so I'm just going to rewatch the ending and the start, and then that should be enough. So look forward to me on those podcasts in the coming weeks and months. And, of course, you can find this podcast at dynamiteinthebrain.com, on facebook.com/dynamiteinthebrain, and on iTunes. So why not subscribe and write us a review so more people can find out about the top cats that are Dynamite in the Brain.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, TC. I can do that.
KTC. I'm sure you used the top cat line before.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I've never done cats. What do we say? The Henry's cats? The Simon's cats? Top cats.
It is.
The Megan Mog?
Not a fan.
No?
No, I don't think I was ever a fan of Megan Mog.
Megan Mog.
Disingibing you like that.
Who?
Disgust you.
Just wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth. Your life's gone down the drain. Your body.
bodies are wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame, dynamite in the brain.